We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What did Kevin Durant tear?
His Achilles.
He got drafted by the Bengals.
Achilles Smith?
Hey. Oh, it's alleged right now that he tore his Achilles.
Achilles.
He put that Spanish on.
Not again.
Achilles.
That's how you say it.
It ain't February, but it ain't Achilles.
Achilles.
That's how you say it.
Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He is being gracious enough to grant us his presence on what is a big NBA reactionary Tuesday. So here is Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. He covers the Heat and the NBA. Hello, Ira.
Hello, guys. I'll be Achilling it on this segment, so I'm good to go.
Yes, if you could Achill it, we would genuinely appreciate it.
It sounds like I just walked into Hockman's Pizzeria, but I'll move forward from here.
I want an Achilles. What did he tell you? He's Achilles.
What up, Wario? I'm done with you, Mario. Exactly.
Dr. Luigi has reported the door is Achilles.
It's a terrible thing, and now we're all out of jobs.
There's so much to dissect from last night's game. First of all, you know, without giving you our opinions, I don't know if you listen the first 2 hours of the show, but without giving you our opinions, your take on the injury itself. Do you lay any blame on the medical staff, the front office staff, or do you say, hey, this is an athlete who chose to play and he ended up getting injured?
I lay the blame on the continued thin-skinned sort of nature of athletes to take criticism personally, number one, and number two, on how every sports show has become you have to take a take. So it can't simply be Kevin Durant is injured. Whenever he's healthy, he'll play again. It has to be, should Kevin Durant play? Why isn't he playing? Kevin Durant can't play. They can't let him play. And I honestly think this might be one of the first cases of an athlete letting himself get caught up in the conjecture of everyone having an opinion what he should do and the swirl reaching a point where he felt he had to make a definitive decision one way or the other. I think this really is the result of all the shows we're having now. You see it in the news cycle. You see it on those debate shows, whether it's CNN or Fox or MSNBC, that I think people listen too much sometimes. And I think Kevin Durant and the Warriors and Kevin Durant's teammates let it affect them too much.
But even to that point, Ira, it's a great point, but I would put it back on the Golden State medical staff to save a player from himself, almost like Chris Bosh, where Bosh wants to play, but no sure. NBA team will sign off on him.
Okay, but Chris Bosh wanted to play, and the Heat medical staff said no, even though, let's face it, there were so many times, Channing, when Chris Bosh could have helped the Heat, including that seven-game series against Toronto, that would have put him in the Eastern Conference Finals. So let's turn this around, and let's look at the whole scenario. Kevin Durant is a free agent that, for all we've heard, we still know that to some degree the Warriors would like to keep him also, even if you had him off in New York or the Clippers or somewhere else. So you can say in a vacuum what the right thing to do from a team standpoint would be, Channing, but what if you knew that this guy really wanted to play and would forever hold a grudge against you if you didn't let him go and play in the NBA Finals and still have a chance to win his third straight Finals MVP? So I think they felt themselves in a pressure situation also. What if we find out later, just like Chris Bosh, he said something that I wanted to play, they wouldn't let me, you know, and Chris Bosh didn't talk to the Heat for almost a year because of that. I think it put everyone in a difficult situation, especially because he's an impending free agent.
Yeah, I made the point earlier in the show, you know, I kind of look back at the Derrick Rose situation. I mean, the Chicago Bulls staff all but told him, you can play. You're cleared, but you can play.
Right.
And he chose not to. He felt that he wasn't ready. He chose not to play. And I kind of believe USA just scored another goal, by the way. Fire off something patriotic, Solana. Go ahead quickly. USA.
If everybody had an
surfing USA? All right. It's got USA in the
best he could do.
Yeah, that's all right. That's Is this patriotic, Ira?
You know what? It might not be patriotic, but what they're doing to poor Thailand is just sort of absurd out there. I mean, every time I turn the TV channel over, it's like another goal.
We were thinking about betting it, and they were a 5.5 goal favorite. So I can't lay 5.5 goals in soccer, but maybe I should.
You know what? You got 40 minutes left, and you got the first four already.
Yeah. No, maybe we should have bet that. We bet Golden State last night, by the way. The last second pick 'em.
Boom.
I was saying, like, Derrick Rose, he chose not to play, and so I think that with Kevin Durant, like, he's certainly got more cachet in the league than Derrick Rose, and I believe that if he really did not want to play or felt that he wasn't able to play, he probably wouldn't have. I don't think they pressured him to play, but like Crowder said, you know, maybe just the fact of clearing him then kind of opens up the door for, you know, a year later. Well, he was cleared and he didn't play. Such a sticky situation.
Yeah, you can't win either way. I think what this does, and Channing knew this was trending this way anyway, I think second opinions and non-team medical officials will get much more involved in these kind of things going forward. As you know, there are plenty of players you've seen who go and visit other teams' doctors or go to independent doctors. And you know, you've seen the pushback from teams. Well, our staff said he can play, or they leak it to reporters or something like that. I think this just sort of confirmed that the second opinion, even today, Kevin Durant did not go for his MRI in the Bay Area. He went to New York for his own MRI opinion. So it just shows you, I think it's going to move out of the team purview. Here's my question, guys. Players now are getting $40 million contracts. Players now during the regular season will earn $500,000 per game. It would seem the team should be involved if you're going to pay someone $500,000 not to play, right?
Yeah. That's a lot of damn money, Ira, for you not to be involved
Stop
in
saying
it.
This whole thing is, and then you have the other part of the equation. You have Kawhi Leonard this year skipped 22 games. He missed a quarter of the NBA season. Is that the new norm where every day we're driving down to the arena and we got to listen to Hockman and Crowder to find out if this is a day when some team's star is playing? Oh, no James Harden today. He's in his load management. No Kawhi Leonard with whoever he's playing for. He's in load management today. This also opens a big can of worms for Adam Silver when it comes to players playing through injuries and players not playing at all, the length of the schedule and the demands on the players.
And talking about the big money, KD was up to get that next deal in free agency this offseason, Ira. With this injury, he was attached to the Knicks, and then now with AD wanting to go to the Knicks, he was going to be one of the first dominoes to fall in free agency. How does this injury affect this offseason?
Well, first of all, he has $31 million player option for next year. So if it's hideous news when they find out about something
Hold
like
on,
that.
Hold on, Ira. USA just scored. Yeah, you got anything patriotic back there, Solana?
Time ago.
What?
I can still
bye bye, Miss American Pie.
It's American Pie.
Right.
You got me, Ira.
America in it.
But I mean, born in the USA is what I'm looking for, really. And I don't or party in the USA or like it just doesn't feel very celebratory.
Yeah, but did you just see the latest sign? I think they thought you bet the game because there's a sign in the crowd in France now that says "Do it for Hockman." So apparently,
one more goal, one more goal, and they cover. All right, go ahead, Ira. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
I
carved out time from my day for this.
It's a lot easier when we're dealing with donuts. No, what I was saying about Kevin Durant.
When you texted me that you were willing to come on today, did you think we were going to do a serious sports show?
Yeah. What could I possibly be thinking? Durant has a $31 million player option for next season. So if it comes back horribly wrong, he just opts back in and gets the money. But you know what, Channing? I spoke to someone when LeBron was doing all those short contracts with the Cavaliers. Remember the 1 year and a player option and people are going, he's leaving all the money on the floor, on the table. People were... Is that another one?
I couldn't tell if that... Oh, my goodness. Do you have anything patriotic, Solana? 6-0. I didn't know if I was watching a replay or not. I'm like, it couldn't have happened that fast.
Yeah,
go ahead. I like that you stopped, though, because you're watching the game, too. Solana, something patriotic.
I have nothing else. I mean...
That's impossible. You had two songs. You had Surfing USA and American Pie.
Boy, they're scoring so many goals. Just let me work.
I'll get Born in the USA on my phone here, and I'm going to play it off my phone.
I'll let you guys work on it. Let me know what my cue with him now. Every time they show a replay, I think it's another goal.
Yeah, that's crazy. 6-0.
And what did you think about Thailand pulling the goalie at 3-0?
It's off my phone. I'm producing the show now off my phone.
Ad lib about
Ira. Yeah. 6-0, USA leading Thailand, 54th minute.
And Hop, this is the beauty of AM radio.
All right, go ahead, before they score again.
You're right, I got to start really fast all of a sudden. So LeBron knew, even with the short contract, he was going to get his money. Right now, if you're asking me, would Kevin Durant not get the same deal from the Knicks or the Nets or the Clippers? He would. He still would get a 4-year contract, even if a team knew they weren't paying him for the first year. So I don't think this will affect him financially, as long as it's not, and I don't think it would be, a career-ending injury. Most of the bad Achilles stories we've seen, dating back to Elgin Baylor, or even Kobe was 34, Patrick Ewing was 36, those were older players trying to get back. KD is 29 right now. So Channing, I think he'll get the exact same deal. I think the Knicks would give him the same 4-year contract they were previously thinking, even if it looks like most of these Achilles.
Is that real? Is that real? That's another goal that just happened? Do you have anything? You don't have anything, Solana? All right, I got Miley Cyrus here. Hold on. Party in the USA. It's 7-0, USA leading Thailand, 55th minute.
Do they have as many players as us? It's ridiculous.
You don't have any songs, Solana. I just got to hold my iPhone to the microphone all afternoon.
But it's Channing, and you guys know now that once you're 7-0, the other team's allowed to use his hand.
I feel like Mike Ryan. I feel like Mike Ryan would have the songs ready, Solana.
Oh, don't do that to Solana.
He's going to cry tonight.
He loves Mike Ryan.
I know. Let's all sing it together.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's song was on. It's a party in the USA. And, all right, go ahead, Ira.
Because there's just a ton of continuity right here. So I think he won't be hurt financially. Obviously, emotionally and physically, will. It's about a 10-month injury. So if you do the math from now, you're probably talking about him coming back next February or so. So I think a team still would go ahead and they still would offer that kind of money and still give him a max contract. I just wonder now if Golden State, even if they weren't thinking about it before, just comes in with the full amount of money and says, you know what, no matter what, you can have anything you need from us and all the support you need with the injury. It does change that equation.
Do you think it changes what he plans on doing, though? I think it might.
I think he might wind up staying there. Look, what happened with Bob Myers and the way he put that thing yesterday and showed a connection, like if the Warriors needed to make a pitch for how much they cared about Kevin Durant, it was a horrible circumstance, Hawk. But the way the Warriors have come through and his teammates have come through and talked about the cheering in the stands and how horrible it was, I think Kevin Durant has a brotherhood with the Warriors that I'm not sure he thought he had before this latest injury, yeah?
And Ira, to the game last night, thing on Nick Nurse, everybody was on him. That timeout with 3:05, I'm not too upset by it. I know he messed up the momentum. My problem was him not calling a timeout on that last possession and Kyle Lowry shooting the game-tying shot and hitting the side of the damn backboard.
Yeah, the timeout, you know, again, there's a rule. You only keep 2 timeouts in the last 3 minutes. The whole point of the season with Kawhi Leonard was to keep him fresh. So if you had a timeout that was going to get extinguished otherwise, I totally saw that it made sense to give Kawhi the rest, even if they were on that run, so you could play him to the finish and he wouldn't be exhausted. That amount of time left in a 1-point game when you can get fouled going to the basket, when you don't need a 3, it made no sense. If that ball goes in, they win by 2. If he shoots a 2-pointer, they win by 1. It just didn't seem to be the right shot at the right moment. Look, Kawhi got doubled. He had to get off the ball. We've been through this with LeBron already. You send enough bodies to someone, you have to make the right play. The shot was there, and then it wasn't there, but you know what? You have to have a better play. Nick Nurse has done a lot of really good to that point. But you know what? The fact that they even got that shot because of the backcourt violation and the moving screen, I mean, they were even gifted to be in that position.
Quickly, before we run out of time, what do you think is going to happen now the next 2 games? Because I feel like Golden State's have a little resurgence here.
I think the Warriors can ride the emotional wave in their fans in Game 6. I think Toronto would show that they had it going anyway. Now they won't have those Kevin Durant 3-pointers to open the game. I think the Raptors take it in Game 7. I think the NBA gets exactly what they want. They get this unbelievable 7-game series, only 4 days until the NBA draft after that, only a week until free agency. The NBA really keeps keeps the whole thing rolling. So, look, it's good for the NBA, even though it's awful for Kevin Durant and the Warriors, but it's become the series we weren't sure we thought we were going to see.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you that date. So what is the date of free agency? Like, when does that start?
June 30th at 6 p.m. They were going to make it the old midnight July 1st, and they said, you know what, that's kind of stupid. So that's Sunday, 6 o'clock on June 30th it starts. So we really have a busy calendar because the draft is the 20th, and then you get to free agency starting on the 30th.
Oh, a little save there by the tie goalie. It was almost another goal while you were on the air with us. Ira Winderman, what a treat on a Tuesday to have you join us and talk a little NBA.
And I enjoyed my three non-soccer moments. Thank you, guys.
See ya. Ira Winderman, that was excellent. Yeah, any songs lined up, Solana? Because there's like there's 30 minutes left in this game.
I'm struggling back here, man.
I mean, what are you struggling with? I gave you a list of songs.
Right, but I have to get them.
All right. Well, you going to Peaches? Like, where are you going?
These U.S. girls are towering over these little girls from Thailand.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, now you know why that they were 5.5 goal favorites.
Okay, like, this looks ridiculous.
So what, I don't even know how the World Cup works. So two countries from this group will advance in all the groups?
Right, so there's four teams in a group, and two advance, so two get eliminated.
Okay.
We can do the math.
You got it? Like,
that I didn't, I mean.
What are you talking about?
I said, do two, it. Well, there's four in a group. I said, do two advance. And you said, yeah, two advance, two get eliminated. But that one, we kind of figured that out.
Where do they go? Like, what would happen with them?
Well, there's four.
Get some
right,
USA
we got
songs. You. Can you just get some patriotic songs?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.